Reading for August 8th, entitled, What God Condemns is Not Safe. Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people. And walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 23. The Lord desires everyone to work for his own spiritual and eternal good. This can only be done as we obey the lessons Christ has given. If we gain the eternal reward, we must follow the example of Christ, our pattern, who did good and only good with the Lord's entrusted talents. He cheerfully gave up his life to ransom a wicked apostate race. But today, selfishness, worldliness, pride, and self-indulgence are constantly consuming the means entrusted to those who claim to be Christians. They are misappropriating the money that the Lord requires them to use to bring many sons and daughters to Him. When Christians work as the head of the church worked, they will not be constantly contriving how they can use the Lord's money for their own pleasure. Is it not honor enough for them to be cooperating with the world's Redeemer? Worldly schemes, worldly investments made to please and glorify self bring no returns worth the having. God condemns them, and what God condemns is not safe for any living soul to practice. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Here is an experience to be gained that will not prove disappointing. The mighty God, who through Jesus Christ created man, calls upon every soul to prove him, and see what this will bring to all who do this. They are tested and tried, and in conformity to the will of God, they realize what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of their Creator. Worldly conformity is hindered and made impossible through obedience to the plain, simple, Thus saith the Lord. Gospel sanctification and transformation of soul, body, and spirit sends the feet of all such through the straight gate into the narrow way, the path cast up for the ransomed of the Lord to walk in. In cooperation with God, they work as Christ worked for the souls and bodies of their fellow men. The Lord calls upon you to look at these things with eyes enlightened, not by worldly advisers, but by His Spirit. Take the word as it reads, Place yourself where the riches of the glory of heaven shall shine before you and behind you and on every side of you, because you are all light in the Lord. Taken from Letter 110, dated August 8, 1899, to a woman of means.